Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season or arc has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Ross, Chris Trott, and Alex Smith, Monster Cogs and Epic Riffs, play some Minecraft.
Oh, it's lovely. Wow. Welcome to the Het Chat Podcast, episode 145.
Five, yeah.
With your hosts. There's three of us. Chris Trott.
Ross Hornby.
And it's Alex Smith. Hello. Great theme.
That was good from Dan Pellucci.
Pellucci. You go find them. They're a musician.
They sounded like they were a musician. They did singing. And playing
the
guitar.
They asked for a shout out.
It sounded a bit medieval, like kind of we were doing the, like bardcore, maybe acoustic. Not quite bardcore.
Near enough.
But it was kind of almost a bit
I guess
like
it's not really
Gonzalez.
It's just a guitar.
It's just an acoustic.
It's just an acoustic guitar singing.
Acoustic guitar.
I liked it. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks,
check
Dan,
out Dan
Pellucci.
Dan Pellucci.
Yeah.
Not Bellucci.
No. Pellucci with a P. Welcome. We've, of course, got hypotheticals for you today.
Of course we do. We always have bloody hypotheticals, don't we?
Yeah, and it's always up to our community.
Always just weird scenarios, just weird time scenarios. Traveling back and forth. Will we kill baby Hitler? I don't know.
We'll never get to the bottom of
I'm
it.
I'm going to kill every single baby that was born that year until I get him.
What if you did the opposite? Yeah, and make killed love all to of him. Them but Hitler, and then...
Hitler.
Just only have Hitler.
Well, I mean, maybe that he'd well, still. That way, I feel like he'd still have a justification saying we're being wiped out, don't you think? You're motivating him. They are
kill,
being
are
eradicated.
Are you saying everyone and it's just Hitler left on the planet?
Yeah.
Like, that's worse than Hitler.
Are we doing the genocide?
At that point,
at that
you're
point.
Worse than Hitler.
Yeah.
If that is the situation you're in, you are a grade above, and then someone needs to come and kill you as a baby.
Well, it's good to know the line.
Yeah.
I'll only kill
because if you make that choice, that's someone else's mission. We need to kill the guy who made Hitler the only guy. But there are no people left, so... What a quandary that would be. That's not one of the hypotheticals.
This is why we get our wonderful patrons, YouTube members, and Twitch subscribers to choose the hypotheticals for us and submit them to our email, if you'd like to do that. hatchat@hat-films.com. Please send your fingles and hypothetical suggestions there. We very much like to see them. Just like Dan Pellucci did with his fingle. If you join our Discord, you'll get the options for the hypotheticals in a special subscriber channel, which only Twitch subs, YouTube members, and patrons can see.
It's good, isn't it?
What an exclusive VIP club.
It's very VIP-y.
VIP-y. Let me have a quick looky at the winner. And I believe it's number 3, then 2, then 1. But I'm just going to double check.
Right, who won this one? Come on.
Oh my God, here it comes.
Who bloody won?
Who's yep, number win? 3, the okay. third one, followed by the second one.
Okay, well...
Here we go, Ross.
The third one, which is the first one as well, is from Hypnotic, as in, like, it's the one chosen. Hypnotic Soda, thank you very much for sending this in.
Thanks, Hypnotic Soda.
And this says as follows, you three have been given the task to steal the most expensive item you can think of. To help complete it, you each have been given a real functional Garry's Mod tool gun. The only restrictions on it is it cannot remove people and you cannot duplicate the item you are stealing. It must be the original item. The person to steal the most expensive item gets to keep their tool gun. The other two will have it taken away.
I'm trying to... We haven't played Garry's Mod a long
remember
time.
I can't the tool gun's main
tool gun has lots of different options in it, I think. Allows you to spawn things in.
Yeah, you could pop in like any objects, right?
Yeah. So.
So what? Surely you would pop in like a. I don't know. Can you pop in animals? Or like.
Set animals on people?
To like then just like maybe if it's in a glass case, per se.
Yeah.
You pop them in there to. I don't know why. I don't know why. What's the most expensive item?
Because you don't.
Is it jewelry? Is it cars?
Jewelry.
Jury? Jury?
So it's the question what we would steal and how we'd steal it. What
was it? I think that's the thing. Question is, it's going to be like stealing it. It's going to be something like...
What is the most expensive item you can think of?
What is, isn't there like something that they use to measure like constants and things like that? So like...
What if it's an NFT?
That's Carol Vorderman.
Val.
I see what you did there. There's got to be some sort of really expensive piece of scientific equipment. What if I steal the James Webb telescope? I'm going to do that.
With the tool gun, how would you do that?
Amazing.
So can it create portals?
No.
You could,
can it create
can you build a vehicle that
rockets?
Goes...
Maybe.
I build a rocket. Do I have a limitation on resources?
Well, it says it... here is that you can't, remove people and you cannot duplicate the item you're stealing.
Okay, so I built a rocket, a whole elaborate system the likes even SpaceX and NASA haven't seen and all the other stuff that they're hiding in like Groom
stealing?
Lake. I will use the tool gun to build people who are incredibly intelligent robots who will design me a ship to take me up, to take the James
How
Webb
you put
telescope.
Like intelligence into like essentially
got a
ragdoll
gun, mate.
Body.
Got a tool gun, haven't I?
What if you use a tool gun to create like a really big ladder?
This is the consequences. Of a hypothetical.
No,
without
no.
Without clear definition.
This tool gun.
I'm just going to say.
That are in the tool gun.
Yeah, what's in the tool gun?
You can spawn all the objects that Garry's Mod provides.
Okay, but there's I've gone on the Steam Workshop and I found a Garry's Mod Steam Workshop for a mega robot that builds spaceships.
It's not on there, is it?
Well, okay. Tell me every item on the Steam Workshop right now.
It doesn't have a super intelligent alien.
Okay.
I can tell you that.
All right, but does it have spaceships, rockets, other things?
Yeah.
Does it have representations of popular fictional starships?
Like, vehicles, right?
Yeah, but then, again,
like,
they're
like... I'll get a Star Wars. I'll get one of the biggest ships from Star Wars that has undoubtedly been made in Garry's Mod.
Yeah.
I'll go up there. I'll use a tractor beam
not
to take the James Webb telescope.
Though,
they're not functional.
Not even in Garry's Mod.
They're going to be functional. Come on. All right, let's do something you have a bit more knowledge about. Let's use that Space Engineers
what
game
would
you
do
love.
To...
I'm going to port in something from Space Engineers that's functional that can go and allow me to collect the James Webb telescope. Is that a significant enough answer for you?
Within the realms of the logic
it?
Of the game.
What, James Webb telescope? Go fucking sell it to China, mate. They'll love it.
I'd use my...
This is a stupid question. Why are you trying to impose rules? There's Garry's Mod gun. You do stuff with it. Go and steal the most expensive
know,
thing in the world.
The expensive
Fort Knox?
Thing.
You want gold? Hey, let's break into Fort Knox. You can spawn in a giant robot, which will rip the top off of Fort Knox like a cake tin.
Yeah, but
and then you'll take the gold, put it in the robot's pockets.
It's not the it's not what you can do with a tool gun.
But I've put a robot with pockets on the Steam Workshop, and I've downloaded that.
Yeah, but it, like...
I'm going to steal a country.
He's going to steal a whole country. He's got a robot that's bigger than a country.
I'm going to duplicate a robot army.
Yeah.
Because, to then infiltrate
China.
You're breaking the bounds of the what the tool gun can do in Garry's Mod.
Right.
Yeah, I own a country.
What's your answer?
It's the tool gun can limitlessly spawn anything.
Right.
I just spawn enough things to be like, is this enough to trade for whatever this is?
Right.
Oh, right.
It's like, I can...
No, it says you've got to steal it.
You have to steal.
You have to steal.
It's a stealing... Well,
no trading.
Can we make a contract that says that I technically stole this? Can you create... Like, can I pay enough out of all this scrap that I've spawned in for you? Like, limitless resources.
You've given them too much. It can't possibly be considered stealing. You've compensated them too well.
But I wanted to, like, set up an elaborate thing where it's me pretending to steal it.
Right, okay. What would it you be trading for? Like, would it be robots with pockets? You'd make
I'd
a lot
get
of robots with
the
pockets.
The super intelligent robot with pockets.
That's just come back from stealing the James Webb telescope.
Yeah, they can.
And trade them. Hey, this robot's so talented, it stole a satellite and all the gold out of Fort Knox.
Invading a country is stealing, right? That's a form of stealing.
In what way?
Well, you're stealing
not
a country.
Stealing.
Invasion.
If you invade.
Do you mean occupying?
Yeah, occupying it, but you invade first. Occupy.
You'd have to take the country.
Essentially,
to
you're
steal
then
it.
Stealing it because you're taking land.
Yeah, you can take land.
From...
You can control land from other people. Yeah. So, but that's
country.
Not going to
so
be.
You're stealing
I mean,
a country.
What?
Yes.
How much land are you going to take? It's a lot.
Whole of China.
The whole of China. Well, yeah, that would certainly be more valuable than the James Webb telescope. So
done.
I'm Trump.
But it's not really an object.
What are you going to steal?
In that sense.
Slash trade for.
I'd. Get really weird sexual object patents that haven't been released to the public yet.
And you think they're going to be really valuable?
The most valuable thing.
Not about value, is it?
Well, it is.
It's something I want to steal.
Says, that's what you want to steal. So it's valuable to you.
It's valuable to me.
Oh, really?
Well, it says most expensive item you can think of.
Most expensive item you can think of. What's the most expensive item you can think of?
It would be human something lives. Like a James Webb.
Well, we shouldn't really get on that.
It would be like a huge piece of difficult
like
engineering.
Like a government-funded military object of some kind.
Yeah, probably, because they always just...
Like a nuke.
Game. Steal a nuke? How are you going to do that?
I get the tool gun.
Yeah.
And then I'd be at a reasonable distance from it, and then fire out the ray that allows me to pick it up, just pick it up out of the water, because it's probably in the sub, right? Mm. And then just move it.
Yeah. Somewhere else.
And I was like, I got your nuke now. And like they try and catch it. I'm like, we're moving it around. It's like, oh, I can slam it into the ground.
The US have something like over 10,000 nuclear weapons. So like they're not that valuable. There's only one James Webb telescope.
Well, they're valuable in the sense of like they're expensive.
Yeah, but they're not as expensive as something bigger like a James Webb telescope.
Do you think so? How much is the James Webb telescope?
Quite a lot.
Is it more or less than that 2.2 billion eyeball thing in Vegas?
That's going to be... What, is that 2.2 billion?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Crazy.
For a sphere projector?
Yeah. Giant LED ball that has eyeballs on it or basketballs or other weird things that look quite cool.
They can put all sorts on it as long as it's on a sphere. Yeah. As long as it's projecting onto a sphere, they're laughing.
Anything.
I don't think it's project... Well, it's just LEDs.
I don't know. Is it LEDs?
It's true. Yeah, it's just a giant screen.
I saw some like dead pixels in there. I was like, that's fucking crazy.
Really?
If I spent $2.2 billion. Yeah, like there was a shot of like a golf course and then like an eye and obviously the skin tone, but there were like little patches where it clearly had some dead pixels. Like, that would be infuriating. I'd be annoyed if it was on a small panel. But like, let alone on a giant eyeball.
Yeah, they're really obvious.
I'm going to replace those LEDs because that's going to piss me off.
God James Webb telescope is 10 billion.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a lot more. 10 billion, though, that's...
It's quite out there,
not
though.
Not more than a country.
It's quite hard to get to.
It's hard to get to, but
not
but
with a robot.
You've got a robot now,
of course. Workshop. What's the next hypothetical?
All right, let's move on from that one. Okay, thank you very much, Hypnotic Soda, for that. This one is a bit more elaborate. This one's from Van Moore, or Van Voor, sorry. I didn't read it properly. you wake up and realize there's a bracelet on your wrist. You learn that everyone on Earth, regardless of age, has these same bracelets, even newborn babies.
Damn.
Some have yellow bracelets and others have red. Mm. Yellow means you're a main character and red a side character.
Yeah.
And everyone knows this to be true. Depending on the events of your life, your bracelet color could change at any moment. Which would you rather be, a main character or a side, meaning your life is expendable and only serves to aid the main character's storyline? Some example you could get on a plane. Sorry, is that plane as in a plane or like an airplane?
I copy pasted.
And suddenly you feel turbulence. Your band, yeah, it's a plane. your band switches to yellow, or you and your friends are getting mugged, and suddenly your yellow band changes to red, and your mate becomes yellow. If you're a main character and your story has ended, you will only become a side character when you enter the narrative of a new main character. So this thing just changes whenever.
So is there like some sort of like global show going on of some kind? And then the main character is like whatever the story is at the time. Like what defines main?
It's weird. Surely the actions of... Yeah, because like let's say you have a routine of your day. Like all the boring bits of your day, you're going to be yellow. But then if you just deviate from that slightly or like get into a car crash...
Who came up with this question? Is this a viewer or is this from somewhere online?
It was Van Voor.
This feels like a projection of how they feel they experience things, where sometimes they feel like what they're doing is really important and perhaps the most interesting focal thing going on in the moment.
Everyone else is a background character.
Yeah, but then sometimes when they fade into the background, maybe they're waiting for a bus or a, like, you know, in those transient moments in your life, you feel less relevant and less important.
Yeah.
But I guess... Which is just life. But gamifying it or whatever you want to call this... doesn't really change anything because you don't really have any agency.
It's also like a random, there's a random element to you might just turn you into a main character suddenly. Which
there's not enough rules in this question. Yeah, there's not enough rules in this question to justify like why does
no Steam Workshop?
There's no Steam Workshop.
You just get a bracelet.
How do I control it? I can't control it. I'm just a passenger.
I think the question was, would you rather be yellow or red?
Yeah. Okay. So I mean,
I guess I don't really want the focus on me all the time. So. I'd rather be yellow most of the time.
Yeah.
I don't mind providing for a main character.
You're expendable, though.
Do you not?
Supposedly.
Should we change this question a bit, then?
But then does that
Would
mean
you
that,
rather one that, life as a main character or three lives as a side character?
Side character.
Depends what those lives are like.
But like
you don't know.
What
just
are you
three
doing
spins,
as a side
just
character?
Three spins of the dice. So side
you're
character
always still
going to
be a main character of your own life, surely.
Right, just look at The Simpsons, right? Okay. So you're not going to be on the camera all the time.
You're not Homer. Okay.
You're not a Simpson core family member. You're not even a Ned Flanders. You're like the Scottish...
The little mole like, or what about that mole?
Hans Mole Man.
The
Scottish janitor.
The school bus guy.
Mrs. Crabapple. You know, you're one of those characters. You get to play three of those characters. I guess it's almost like being in theatre, right? And I imagine you would probably choose this. You get to choose, well, I would personally, three different characters to play, but only a little bit, or one character play a lot. Which would you choose?
I'd play the little ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's more interesting.
I mean, no, like, yeah.
Less pressure. Less focus on being that one thing. You get to... try different experiences, and like you're not always on, you don't always have to be on. Yeah. You're not always doing like the main thing that everyone relies upon for you to do.
Sounds like a chilled out experience.
Yeah,
depends what it really depends like you on do, the scenario. Like,
so what's that main character?
The plane was going
like
down.
Superhero. You either get to be the superhero or the guy going down in the plane.
That's different. You know? That's different.
Right, yeah. Which is going down?
Holy shit.
Well, I don't want to go down on a plane, so I would want to be the superhero.
Give me that red bend.
Yeah,
you want to be the superhero.
Actually, can I be the villain? Like, because I guess main character could also mean the main villain as well, right? That's taking that plane down.
Yeah. The Boys does this really well, I think. Like, the you know, the TV show, The Boys. Yeah, I mean, like, and of course the comics, but like the TV show is what I've seen. Mm. Plays with this idea of like, yeah, do you want to be the big hero? Do you want to be the person that's subject to the wills and wants of the big hero? People becoming superheroes in that show, you know, taking the drug. Do you take the experimental drug to become the superhero?
Yeah.
I think I would. Would you guys take an experimental drug to try and get
superpowers?
I
wouldn't want to be that dick guy.
Snake Dick. The guy, the big dick that's strangles people.
The aquatic guy that's got the gills in his stomach.
Oh, yeah, but you could... It'd be cool still. Oh, what, so you can't show your upper torso a bit? Like,
I mean, it depends, obviously. Like, I mean, you could do something similar. You could have roids if you want.
I don't want to do that. No, that's too much. Because
I
know the cost.
Superman of sorts, yeah.
And it's not good enough either. The reward is not good enough. Like, okay, you're super jacked.
You still have to work out and make...
Yeah.
You still become big.
Mm.
It's just... Also, just like there's too many downsides. If there was no downsides to like not having to go to the gym as much, totally. But
if it was just like an instant, I'm jacked without doing anything.
So
that is a superpower, isn't it?
You can be injected and become superhuman, but then you have to be available on a whim for all government projects.
Yeah,
like invasions.
You feel so important though.
Mercenary you'd be like, stuff.
You'd be sent into war,
but you'd be seeing some horrific shit.
But you feel like a god. People love playing games.
That's
like
what
happened
in Watchmen, isn't it? They've got that blue dude to go in there.
A comedian? Oh no,
destroy
Mr.
like Vietnam or
Martian, Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah,
not Martian.
Dr. Manhattan. Yeah, and he basically was just a giant nuke, essentially.
He was.
Yeah,
and then he just disassociated from humanity entirely because he's super intelligent.
Exactly. Yeah, it was
lived
just
on
below
Mars.
Him. That's fair enough.
Watchmen's so cool as a concept.
Good, isn't it? Yeah,
it's probably what influenced The Boys, I imagine.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, like it's weird because obviously you want some aspects of your life to be the main character, but you also want to be able to duck and dive.
Yeah, you wouldn't
into
be able to.
That scenario.
Everyone's looking to you.
Always, it's just constant, like, well, it could be constant drama for you, you know? Like, it could be just hassle.
And all these side characters are around you being like, they're setting you up for the big for the big joke.
Yeah.
And you're the one that has to do it every time, you know?
Yeah, a lot of pressure, but it could be fun in stages.
If I'm in a superhero universe, then sure.
Yeah.
But if it's like The Simpsons... And I have to be Homer and say dough now and again, or do stupid shit.
But it does make it seem like if it changes on the fly, like maybe you also do have a power in terms of if you deviate from. It's like in Truman Show, all the extras they're on a set path, right? And they're being commanded when to go. If you could suddenly deviate from that, you in a way are becoming main character because you're breaking that mold, right?
Mm. Yeah.
So you know maybe you could force it by just you know going. I'm going to turn left instead of right today. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Or I'm going to go kill that family.
Oh my god.
Main character.
I'm going to step out in front of this train.
So, well, that's still side character.
Let's put it in the realm of an actual show then. So you're in this world like Truman Show style.
Mm.
Say there's this massive island where there's like a Big Brother style thing where you've all been put here and the focus is on the person that's doing the most entertaining stuff. Like, this is an automated setup with, like...
Sounds horrible.
AI direction, right? Where it's like, it knows that there's interesting stuff happening, so it highlights that person. Right. The cameras are on that person when they're doing something interesting. So, yeah, your bands could switch.
Yeah.
So you could force
it. That is literally how Big Brother is, though.
As in, yeah,
the not, focus without on AI, the, they will focus on whoever's doing the most dramatic thing.
True. I mean, added that in for the cool
But that
tech,
is what that is, as in, yeah, like, unnecessary I'm sure tech. You could probably get AI to just do that automatically now, but, like, Big Brother used to be crazy.
Yeah.
Remember when reality shows had, like, they could drink? So it would just go...
Do they not have that anymore?
No.
I thought they did.
Mate, no, like, reality shows have, like, been dumbed down to be extremely safe, obviously, right. for everyone involved. And
really?
Also just
I thought they've got more... crazy is from what I don't know
well, I don't, loads of reality shows, so like I don't know what exactly, but like in like Big Brother and stuff, yeah, and like even the early Love Island, they could drink and stuff,
yeah.
which immediately starts firing people off, yeah. and like you get some asshole or whatever. Well, so
they probably brought in the no drinking in Big Brother rule after all the racist outbursts from racist like outbursts. Various members yeah, well, that they've yeah. had along the years. God, it's like, literally. Oh, whoops, they're yeah. racist. Oh, whoops, they're
really
racist.
Oh,
yeah. And also, each of them have been selected for a really quirky reason. So then put them yeah. all in. It's just literally just, yeah, it was quite an interesting experiment. I think that's coming back.
What?
Like Big Brother.
Well, of course. It won't go. It's gonna they're gonna be bringing it out till we die.
People are fascinated with other people's lives.
Well, it's also just so fucking easy just to like, stick yeah. a bunch of people in the fucking house with some CCTV cameras in it, isn't it?
God, yeah.
Like
fight for attention.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The only interesting thing I saw about Big Brother was like watching there's a clip of it of the contestants learning about COVID whilst they're in the house.
Oh, right.
And getting updates from Big Brother's like, unfortunately, we're going to have to shut down production. COVID
right.
has taken over. Like, they are updated on like the death count and stuff like that. It was just out. Like, really,
whoa,
it's almost like a Black Mirror episode where they're like hearing about the outside
It'd be
world.
Hard to take it seriously. Like, if that
COVID
was how
is now locked down Italy. Italy is the yeah and all that shit. That was interesting.
Mm.
That was the only interesting thing I've seen of Big Brother.
Totally.
Yeah.
No, that is interesting. Think about when like the Russian and American and astronauts and things like that, cosmonauts still going on right now. The Russians are having you know, ferry people backwards and forwards, and it's just like, yeah, well, you know, shit's happening down on Earth between our nations.
Is there still Russian astronauts on the ISS?
I'm not sure.
I know the contract's ending on the ISS relatively soon.
Yeah.
But what if there's... Because a lot of them go for long periods of time and have records of like how long they've been up there. I wonder if there's a Russian that's been up there since before the Ukrainian war.
Possibly. I think most people stay up there for like a year. I think they try and do it in 6 months.
Doesn't their body get like fucked up?
They get bombarded by radiation.
But there's people that have done it more than a year.
I think you're right. I think it's 2 years the most, but it does fuck you up because you don't have the magnetosphere of the Earth or whatever to protect you from like all this random shit. Apparently, sometimes the astronauts would sleep, and because the like I think it's neutrinos or something from the sun just can pass straight through most matter.
No shielding.
They were sleeping at night, and they were seeing light flickering in the back of their eye where like these particles were bouncing off their optic nerve.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty grim.
Just stuff you would never think
yeah,
of.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty...
And you're sleeping like this as well because you're in like a vertical locker,
well,
essentially.
Well, aren't they in like sacks where they're just held up against the wall so they're not like falling off?
I think I brought this up before as well. There's another really interesting thing is like... Most astronauts or people that go to space for a long period of time notice their vision getting worse when they come back to Earth.
Really?
And it's because of circulation. And they find that because there's no gravity keeping the circulation going in a certain way, it was starving the backs of their eyes of oxygenated blood. However, some individuals didn't suffer this same problem. And they looked at why. And apparently there's a gene they had which is better at regulating blood flow to the back of the eye in a zero-G environment.
Right.
So there are literally spacefaring genes in terms of like...
That's crazy.
Obviously, the gene wasn't designed for spacefaring.
Just coincidentally.
There is, genetic. There's a better genetic makeup for spacefaring.
No, I think that's enough evidence to suggest that we were previously aliens.
Right, okay.
That came from, technically, we did come from space.
We could have been on bacteria on a meteor, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, life on Earth could be.
Yeah.
Cool, isn't it? Very fucking cool.
Yeah.
Wish we had...
But I feel like it, when you look at video of them in space, they always look like they've been, like they're hanging upside down. Like their head, their faces are all upside down.
Their heads are red. Is all
like
the
there's something about the look where it's just like, it looks exhausting.
Yeah.
I'm sure it puts is.
A lot and they of always put them in the cheapest camping chair they can find as well. Just like, these people are like, just put him down in the shitty chair. Oh, he's okay.
Yeah. But I saw the one where he like rings the water out. It looks just crazy.
Yeah, like it's jelly. Like
just holding on to the...
I used to just leave on the NASA TV channel that's like live streaming on YouTube all the time. And the amount of like interviews they do with school kids of like, because it's like science. And they have to do the whole like, okay, just do a somersault again. It's like, oh.
And then you got one side of the internet saying, look, I can see the wires. It's fake. They're on a green screen.
Oh my God. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the Eurogamer Newscast, and this week we're discussing the biggest Xbox leak in history. We're looking ahead to the Switch 2's potential launch lineup. We're asking why there are so many industry layoffs, or at least that's what I would be saying. If you're listening to the Eurogamer Newscast, hello, I'm Tom, Eurogamer's editor and host of our weekly discussion podcast, where we break down the biggest gaming news stories and share insight from our news reporting team. Head to your favorite podcast app now to listen. Just search Eurogamer Newscast.
Wasn't there a stream from a Chinese space agency where they were literally just...
There was some fakery, wasn't there?
But I'm sure that's... Yeah, I don't know if that's all that was real just or compete. Fake, but yeah.
But NASA and space is real, everyone, turns out. Supposedly. And the world isn't flat.
We don't know. Have you been up there?
I haven't been up there, but Bezos has in his big dick.
True, yeah.
Rocket.
Do you reckon they'll be doing that again anytime soon, or do you think it was just one display? We gave it a go, and it's like really expensive to do. And
I
don't think Branson. I'm just calling him
Blue.
Branson.
Is it called Blue?
I don't think he's planning to do it. They go bust? I can't remember. Or they shut
Virgin.
It down. Did they not shut it down, or are they still doing that?
That was the one where it goes into the outer atmosphere and like touches space in its orbit. Yeah.
They both do that, don't they? They're both like suborbital.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course they're suborbital. The orbital's quite far away. Mine
was more like a plane, though, that flew into the... His was a rocket, went up and down.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think I'd rather go on the Virgin one, though. Like, looking at them both. Because the Virgin one, you had a lot less crazy rocket ride than
you did. It was a plane souped up.
Yeah, yeah. It was a plane, and then they dropped the rocket into, like, high atmosphere, and that got a little bit higher. But the one that fucking Bezos went in, I would not want to go in. That looked nuts. Like...
Well, Shatner did it.
I know. I mean, fair.
But then he was like, I don't want to do that again. Because the blackness of space, like...
Terrified him,
yeah. I guess it would... Just thinking about it now, it's enough. You don't have to go up there to be like, that's terrifying.
Humans out of their own habitat for the first time ever, basically. Yeah. We're not equipped to deal...
And like, holy shit, our world feels so big, but we're so insignificant.
Yeah.
Like, that must be almost impossible to wrap my head around. Because you just end up caring about nothing, wouldn't you?
I've played Elite Dangerous.
You have. Yeah.
I know.
I don't know. It might make you value things more. I don't know.
Well, it would, but at the same time,
makes
like,
you worry though.
We are really just like so. Like, we're so complicated. I think that's what I'm trying to get at. It's like I feel complicated. The world is complicated. All the people. All of our social structures.
Complicated to us.
Complicated
as hell. Measly little brains.
Well, we might be the most intelligent species in the universe, Ross. You don't know that. That might be the reason we haven't met anyone.
Fermi paradox.
Yeah, we are the most advanced.
Because we're the ones saying it.
Well, no one else is countering our arguments, are they?
They might be here with us. We just can't see them because we don't have that. Maybe
we're so trivial
we can't
to
see
them.
Them here with us.
Yeah, the dimensions are overlapping, but we just can't.
We
tell.
Just don't know that they're here.
Hmm.
Yeah, different dimensions.
We're so dumb.
Oh, I think
and our measly little brains.
I don't know. I reckon I could climb. It's like when you go to one of those like massive jungle gyms, and you know they have like the over like the nets
you
things.
You've got
to
get around.
We got to go like under and down and down and down. You can climb up and down. Man, Creeley Adventure Park.
You got to find those dimension folds.
Was that what you shot yourself?
No.
Was that one Creeley Adventure Park?
I don't think I shit myself in an adventure park.
Maybe
did I?
Not. No, I don't. I can't remember. You mentioned Creeley Adventure Park before.
Creeley Adventure Park was dope. It's in Devon. Still there. Has death slides, and I never died.
Yeah.
So strictly speaking, they're just slides to me.
We're going to call them when no one's dying on them.
Death slides just slides to me.
Death slides. Maybe for you pussies.
Depends if you get one of these horrible burns.
Oh, and I did. Numerous times.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't tell you before you jump.
But then you go and get a little
ghost. That's why I fully lube myself up before I go.
Yeah.
You go from terrible burns on the death slide instantly into a room full of farm animals. And then you see what exotic skin conditions you can get from the exposed layers of skin.
Nice.
Oh. So you'd go and hold a little baby goat because it was like one of those farm places, but it also had like the biggest death slides in the Southwest. And I'm like, those are my two favorite things.
Yeah, put them together.
Death slides and yeah. baby goats.
Right.
Cool. Anyway, that's where were we?
That's well, we were
this. I mean, this is deviated from the main characters to the side characters.
There's another one here.
There's another one at the top from Crumpet. Should I read that one?
It says, yeah, go on.
For all of history, humans have had 12 fingers instead of 10.
I knew
extra thumb on each hand.
Extra thumb.
What new abilities would we gain? How would it
much better musicians?
The design of everything we use. Would we count in 12s instead of 10s?
Yeah.
What about in historical contexts? I mean, I don't know whether...
They're counting, probably not.
Is this what... was it always based on hands?
Everything came from the beforehand, opposable thumb.
As in like 10. No, 12.
Not numbers.
Why
not,
do you think... Dozen. Just for the listeners at home, we're all holding our hands up in front of ourselves.
I'm just looking at my
why
hands.
Do you think we stopped here? Or why do you think evolution stopped us here?
Would you want the thumb
here?
To be on the other
off
side?
The other side, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, so you have
I
two
think,
thumbs
honestly,
equal
we'd
sides.
Be better surgeons, we'd be better musicians, we'd yeah. be a lot of things. But there must be a reason that this has happened, right? You know, like as in this is it. This is like the...
Well, it's not a design, though, is it?
Well, it's not designed, but like it's occurred because of conditions and pressure, like selection pressure, mutation, all those things. So strictly speaking, nature kind of chooses the best thing for your setting. So this is kind of apparently it. This is...
Or just stuck over...
Yeah, this stuck. It never became a disadvantage and nobody ever really mutated or had another advantage. So this is where we're
other
at.
Other stuff
right?
of our biology was more priority because like our intelligence made our physical biology less... important.
Yeah, well that's why they say evolution stopped.
If we evolved from apes, why are there still apes?
Fuck.
Oh, no. That's a good point.
Guys,
hold on.
I think I've broken
maybe they're
the
just
theory of evolution.
They're late bloomers.
Yeah.
I often wonder whether a monkey's suddenly going to evolve in front of me.
We're talking about that chimp thing tearing someone's face off last week and I saw a video of some Saudi prince like hugging a baby chimp, and then all the comments are just like, "Oh, I really want one! Like, oh, I'd love to get it on my own." It's like, no, you fucking don't.
You should
like
know.
They're the fine and cute, sure, as a baby, and I'm sure if they were kept in captivity and like monitored all the time, they might be fine. But like, they could switch.
Yeah,
sorry. Tear your fucking are we talking face about off. Pet monkeys?
Pet monkeys.
Pet yeah. chimps.
Fuck that, man. Fuck any kind of primate as a pet. It's just scary. Not going to work.
They become really strong and stronger than you, and they'll just tear
way
your fucking
stronger.
Face off.
Way
they'll beat
stronger.
The shit out of you.
Yeah. We are frail.
If they flick, if that switch goes, and it's yeah. just like that's their natural.
They suddenly feel threatened. Boom.
Mm. Yeah. Same with, like, I guess, same with people having exotic animals in general, like tigers and lions yeah. and stuff.
Seems like, stupid, doesn't it?
It does, but, like, I can see the appeal of it, because when all these animals are puppies and babies or whatever, they're really cute, and it's just like, oh wow, really cute to have that. It's like, but
appeal,
at the same
Ross.
Time you know that it's going to become a big animal and it's going to fuck your
it's
world
stupid.
Up.
Look, you might see the appeal now, but you're going to be seeing that chimp peel your fucking face
literally.
Off later, you know,
like, well, you won't be seeing
like one of the like the you know when you like open like a packet first. Of like food chicken or something and you peel that plastic off,
yeah,
that an ape can do that
that's
to your face, but he won't start
be
with
laughing.
The skin
they'll be laughing the entire way
and they'll be like happily splashing your face with their
yeah.
fists
yeah yeah.
And what they'll do, they grab the end, you know, your jaw. So just imagine this.
I thought you loved me.
You grab, yeah.
You're so strong.
If you just feel, if you take your fingers and put it underneath your jaw,
I don't need to
and
do
dig
that.
Your fingers into there, yeah. an ape will just grab that and pull. And it'll just bring the whole jaw away.
My skin. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they'll be pretty brutal. Have you seen like documentaries where they attack each other as well? They
yeah.
Eat each other's
it's
brains.
Ferocious.
And stuff.
They love eating each other.
It's pretty brutal.
It truly like, is what man can be, though, you know?
Man
well, yeah,
probably
like, I guess,
was.
Yeah, when you watch, you know, war videos, like, yeah, I mean, obviously it's not with their bare hands.
They're not strong
war,
enough.
But there is a brutality to it. It's just more swiftly done.
So moving away from monkey brutality,
human
so I've
brutality.
Got an extra thumb.
You've got, yeah.
Something
got
I'd be able
thumbs.
To do with it would be...
Thumb, double thumbs up.
Pin...
Oh, sorry.
Double thumbs up.
You can yeah. have
no,
a more...
No, it'd be constantly it'd down.
Be, well, yeah, but oh, it'd be like you that, would have to like do a side double thumb.
It'd be a nuanced rating system that has like
yeah
more...
Hey!
I'm only like 3 out of 4 thumbs.
Oh, you could get gradients. Yeah. No longer binary. But then to be honest...
But what if the other thumb was really small?
But like a tiny thumb.
Like a tiny thumb.
Micro thumb.
Micro thumb. But it was exactly like your thumb, just smaller.
What? And
just
on the other side. Next to it or the opposite side?
Like a little kind of little...
On this side.
Kind of those like tiny little claws, like on the side of like a monk, like a,
you could hold
a
tiny
dog's
things.
Paw, where they had these little kind of side claw things.
Oh, yeah.
Like that, but just there.
They
like,
seem very useless.
Underneath the hand. They do. Well, I guess, is it a grip thing?
I don't know.
I don't know, but yeah.
What would we use it for, though, if we had a tiny thumb there, like hold a little pencil?
The double thumbs up, holding a pencil.
Hold a little pencil there.
The mega shocker?
I guess so. I mean...
Yeah.
Just double thumb.
I'm using
it.
My little finger to kind of emulate what that might be, but it's still just kind of a... I don't know. I'm trying to think of how it can move around like a thumb can. Would you just be able to hold things...
What about having
hands for feet as well?
You could do a pinky to little thumb okay hand. It's like a smaller okay rather than a big okay. You'd have a smaller...
There's going to be more applications for it, surely, than just doing hand signals. we're going straight to hands. I can't think of any. We're only going hand signals only, but like I'm sure there's practical elements. I mean, you can grip things easily, but you'd be kind of side-grabbing them.
Like surgery, things like that, with a tinier thumb and using your pinky.
Thing is, it's going to totally change the physiology of your hand because, like, look how much muscle your thumb needs, right? You got that big old chunk of meat here.
Yeah, you'd have a half.
Like, you'd have another whole structure here.
Yeah.
And also, like, the way that the hand kind of trails off, they're not equilateral muscle, are they? They're
semicircle.
Yeah, though. You'd create an equilateral hand, which would change the formation of it quite a lot. And I think they'd largely be used for bludgeoning because at that point, they're so meaty. People forget, I think human beings would stop using their hands for dexterity and things like that. I think they'd switch to tongue.
I think we would have a better grip.
No, listen. All the fingers have fallen off because we've had two thumbs this whole time.
These are big clubs.
And it's much more of an evolutionary advantage to have the biggest clubs on your hands, like the thumb muscles, right, than it is to have the ability to tie shoelaces. Because you go to tie a shoe, somebody comes up behind you and clubs you to death with their double thumb hands. So that's why I'm saying... That's happened. And dexterity is handled largely with your tongue and toes. What were you going to say? Now that I've said my piece, now that I've told you exactly.
I think you probably shut down.
I think I've probably answered all your questions.
It's confusing. But obviously, we wouldn't even... If everyone, for all of history, already had 12 fingers, we wouldn't even be questioning it.
No.
We're just trying to figure out what the hell we would use that for.
We're trying to think of this.
Does wanking count as dexterity or bludgeoning?
It's a form of both.
It depends.
For you guys...
Brutal.
Bludgeoning.
Severe bludgeoning.
What's he doing down there?
Self-torture.
He's just bludgeoning himself.
Because I was going to say that obviously, you know, the glove industry is going to change, but if it's already always been like that, then...
Will anyone think of the glove industry?
It wouldn't matter because it's already a thing because 12 fingers
have
were...
We'd extra buttons on...
Well, we're saying thumbs. This says fingers. So, like, it could be a finger. Just an extra finger.
You said an extra thumb.
Oh. That was an example, yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah.
12 fingers.
But I feel like it could be a finger.
Yeah, it could be a finger.
It doesn't have to be a thumb.
An extra finger's not going to hurt anyone, is it?
There have been people who have that, right? Two extra buttons on the back.
There are people who have that extra finger?
Yeah, there are.
I feel like a scorpion tail out the back of the hand would be the best place for an extra finger. So, like, it comes out in the middle of the back of the hand and reaches over your other fingers.
Oh, it's that long?
Yeah. So it's like an extra bit of dexterity. So you could be typing, and then you could hit something else further away. Like,
is it retractable?
I hate that.
Huh?
Is it just always that?
No, it's like a massive arched just finger. Like a scorpion's tail just on your hand.
How many, points of articulation would it have?
Like 8.
Oh,
loads.
My God.
And then the end, the tip, opens up like a little, like...
Oh, it goes... Ugh,
it's got, like, splits. A split at the end.
That's not just a finger.
It's all fingernails. The end of it, that little split at the end, is covered in fingernail material.
Ugh.
But it's like a needle sort of hook.
That's fucked up.
That's what we've got, though.
That reminds me of...
That sounds way more effective. Doesn't that sound dangerous, though?
I wouldn't mind all my fingers being like that.
Up to someone and just going, boom, and hitting them in the face with your little like finger that just stabs them in both eyes.
Is it just... It's kind of just straight out of the back of the hand. The finger just comes out of the, like, out where there. The middle finger, I guess.
Yeah, between the middle.
Do you remember the evil woman from Farscape that was the bad guy's girlfriend that had the fingers coming out of her head with the claws?
Don't remember that.
For you. Pan's Labyrinth had the eyeballs in the hands.
That seems like I'd hate that. Because, like, you don't want something so sensitive in the palms of your hands when you're holding stuff like,
I've
got my eye.
Yeah, they didn't really think that through, did they?
No.
But the concept artist was just like, well, it was not functional. It's just so that you can do jazz hands whilst he looks at you.
But the weird, like, finger thing with stuff coming out the end reminds me of Ghost in the Shell. because the main character's a bot, and they do this to a keyboard, and then out of their fingers comes these little lines, and then they're typing really fucking fast, and their hands are just up here. It's horrible.
See, it makes a newfound appreciation for the original hand,
the OG,
and the fact that it's we're just so unimaginative that we can't think of anything like better than the thing that we use all the time. Because I wouldn't want to lose a hand.
I'd like these on my feet.
Things, yes, I think so. Like monkeys, like chimpanzees, right? Okay, so yes. I see the one from Farscape with the spider helmet,
tarantula wrapping around a head.
Which I imagine that is like a bike helmet with spider legs glued to it.
It's a cool design.
It's an interesting design if you're aware of what that is.
You could scratch your head at any time without.
Yeah. You wouldn't need any additional help.
Hands for feet would be cool.
Hands for feet, or at least feet
that were kind of had a bit more adaptation.
I'd also like my head in the middle of my body.
Oh, like into your stomach. Just like a.
Well, imagine if you're perfectly perfectly mirrored up and down, so you could like be upside down for a bit. My head's in the middle.
That's very apey.
There's a cartoon, isn't there? Whereas is a brain in a jar, but it's like he's holding it.
Isn't that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
We've gone back to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Clang.
That's all I pictured when you said that.
So I'd have this central.
Although he has a head, doesn't he? Or is he just a body?
It's a brain or something.
Holding the brain.
I don't know.
I can't remember now.
I never really watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But either way, I'd have a head in here, which is gyroscoped, so that if I go upside down, use my hand feet to grip or like climb along the ceiling or something, I can still see forward perfectly fine.
That feels like quite a good sort of bot design, if I'm honest with you. Like, that'd be quite a good robot design.
Do you remember the remote control cars that could flip upside down and you could just keep going?
I have one, yeah.
Like that. Which is just a big cartwheeling through life.
I could go anywhere.
You could have like a stabilized camera. Instead of like you could have a stabilized camera in the middle.
Do you have two sets of legs or two sets of arms?
They're both arm-like legs.
Arm-like legs.
They have the benefits of both arm and leg. They're as dexterous as arms, as strong as legs.
Wow.
Nuts, right?
That is kind of crazy.
That's what humans should be, I think.
And then we're going to have to bomb Chris Trott's planet from orbit because they've become too powerful and they're all leaping around like little monkeys.
When I inject myself with the boy's style superhero thing, that's what I turn into.
His arms are as strong as his legs.
Also, it's like a spherical thing, so I could actually turn my head around in my body and look behind me.
Yeah, it's genius.
I can't even imagine.
It's really. like a glass dome in my stomach.
It's a glass
stomach
sphere.
With a floating head.
Yeah.
A sphere, yeah. Yeah. And it can
doesn't sound organic. You're making it sound like it's like you've been modified to have that work. Well, whereas the organic way would be, surely there'd be a thin membrane where you, like,
sure, it's a membrane.
It's a skin.
It's a membrane.
But your face is like through it, but you can see through it.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like loose.
You see your organs,
loose
like this
organs
fish
that can just move around in there.
Yeah.
Well, flesh is weak. It's
pretty disgusting.
You've got to move on from just biological bodies.
Would you even have a nose if that was the case?
No, I would not need a nose.
No, we wouldn't be able to smell
because you'd be inside your belly. Would you even need a mouth?
There is a downside. You wouldn't get many of your senses working.
I'd have a mouth where like the head used to be.
Maybe you could have like something that's like
an open hole over your neck
at the top. Yeah,
it's fucking weird, man.
This is quite a creature. This is
pretty grim.
It's fucked up for you guys, but you haven't. Imagine evolution.
You're not getting
laid.
Yeah, well,
like
that's the thing. I mean,
everybody's going to bang him like that.
We probably look ridiculous to anyone who imagined anything else. I mean, we could be.
It seems so much more efficient.
We're used to this.
Yeah.
And we could get used to that if that was always the way.
I could crawl around.
We wouldn't think otherwise, would we?
Our
current form might be ridiculous if we were something else.
Oh, I'd hate to find out.
We're so asymmetrical.
We're not the original design. We're like a weird modification.
It is weird, though. If you look at humans, we are really fucking weird. Like tall. With a small head, large appendages.
You're talking about Elon Musk, the man designed to survive
he's
a car
more like
crash.
A barrel.
You know, they made that like model of a guy that looks like the perfect human to survive a car crash.
Would it be an Elon
Musk?
Where you look like a big old brown.
Like big chest, a tiny head, like is basically like the best possible human configuration.
I think they tested the trucks, wasn't it?
Elon in there?
Yeah, with the Cybertruck.
Oh, the first Cybertruck apparently rolled off the production
standing
line.
In front of it driving. What, sorry?
Oh, you said they used it to.
He stood there as a barrel chest and they just hit him really hard.
Crash test dummy.
Yeah. Didn't dent anything.
I'm kind of terrified.
He was fine. They were fine. Mm. Good test.
When Cybertrucks are on the road, they're really strong, right? They're made of like reinforced steel and all that stuff. And like nothing.
That doesn't have a crumple zone.
That's the worry, is like they're now death machines. Because like they're not going to crumple, they're just going to destroy everything in their wake.
Right.
That's a little scary, isn't it?
It is, and I'm wondering if that safety standard would pass in Europe.
Well, crumple zones are designed to protect the driver as well, in that it slows the car down more gradually.
Of course, yeah.
So, like, if they're too rigid, if the car's too rigid, I mean, they still have to pass safety standards. Yeah, there's like
not just a block of steel.
You can't just make anything.
They're currently not legal
the
in Europe.
Of electric cars.
Probably not. I'd be surprised if we see one.
We're not going to see them.
Yeah.
They're big. They look crazy. And things like.
I got mine ordered.
I feel like they'll look dated very quickly just because it's one of those things where it's just like, it's a gimmick.
It's like it's like the Ioniq.
It already looks dated.
Well, yeah. The style is almost just like 80s sci-fi, right? That's kind of the vibe they've given. But I mean, it'd be interesting to see them on the road as a thing.
As a novelty, yeah. But, like, see one in Vegas.
Yeah.
Are they in Vegas, are they?
Well, if we're going to see one, it's probably going to be out.
Well, when are they out? Are they out now?
I think the first one rolled off the production line, so it's probably going to go to...
It's probably not going to go to a customer, though, is it? It's probably going to go to like someone running in the company so they can deny all the problems that it's inevitably going to have as a first-gen product.
Yeah.
Would you rather a jetpack or a Cybertruck?
Oh, jetpack.
Jetpack.
Definitely a jetpack.
It's terrifying, the idea of doing it.
Getting good at it. The problem with jetpacks I have, and the current design, even if I was a master at it and they get it really good, is they're so loud, you can't use them anywhere. Like they're five jet engines. You know, years ago when on Top Gear they tried sticking a jet engine to a bicycle. Remember them doing that? Yeah, yeah. And they were cycling around and they're like, "This works. It's quite funny, but it's so loud. It literally is like an aircraft engine in a park." And like that's the biggest problem with a lot of this modern tech.
Not so stealthy.
Like, people are going to be. It's only fun to use if like the sky isn't congested with incredibly noisy jetpacks. I think that's the problem.
It would be more likely to be plague. Personal drones.
I don't know why more billionaires don't have like all this crazy shit.
Well, like helicopters and stuff. What do you mean?
It's just boring, isn't it? Like, yeah, you know, they just custom jetpacks.
Like, I don't
know. They probably don't even dress themselves. It.
Like, let alone like having to control or drive their own cars. Like, do you mean like? But to do a jetpack is a
strenuous thing.
It's kind of a scary thing from the looks of it. Because it feels like if you just move your arm just slightly off, you're fucking pinging yourself around and it looks like it takes a lot of training. Like water jetpacks look cool as well.
They look cool, but you have to be tethered to a pipe.
Yeah, because I think it's just using the water propulsion.
Just firing water up to you and you're firing it back down again.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks for listening today to the Hat Chat podcast.
Yeah.
It's been great, and we particularly want to thank our Patreons, our members, and any sort of paying subscribers, if you've bought a bit of merch in the past, anything, because all of that goes towards enabling us to have a conversation about things that really aren't doing much to change the world in a positive way. But you are, and the world you're changing is ours. So
maybe
thanks.
We spark a thought, like in our dumb way, to someone that's way more intelligent listening to us, and that steers them towards a brighter future.
Yeah, maybe, but probably not.
Someone might have learned something from us.
Yeah,
yeah,
but like a negative way.
Probably not, though.
Otherwise, you're just what do you think someone can learn from us?
Not a lot.
From today, just that you can modify like a backhand finger.
Yeah,
and have that. You could have that.
Think about
that. Could be
evolution.
You could make that as a glove.
Why are chimps still around?
Yeah, and what will the glove industry do once our evolution
gets
to the second thumb?
Gets going.
The second thumb is...
It's an important topic of conversation that I feel like we are highlighting and amplifying. So thank you for that.
Cheers, guys.
Make sure you go to our discord.gg/hatfilms to continue the discussions there.
Mm.
Basically, anyone who's paying is stopping this from becoming an NFT and crypto podcast.
We are seconds away from just becoming crypto.
They're there. They're by the door. All the NFT guys
waiting to jump on us.
Relationship advice.
But yeah, thanks for listening.
And we have done.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We'll be back next week. So look forward to that. And send your fingers in just like Dan Pellucci. Enjoy. Goodbye.
Bye.
Lost my guinea pig today. He was horny and gay. Humped my rabbit in the face. Ross, Chris Trott, and Alex Smith.
monster cogs and epic riffs. Play some Minecraft with Sid.